Meyer.org.
Thanks again for listening to Enjoying Everyday Life. Our mission here at Joyce Meyer Ministries is simple: sharing Christ and loving people. Remember, together we can do more.
Morningside Academy, the first private school in Port St. Lucie, has been providing academics with excellence since 1987. Morningside Academy offers private Christian education in a godly atmosphere, teaching truths that will last a lifetime. Morningside Academy provides excellence in academics, athletics, and the arts, while developing Christ-like leaders for today and in the future. For more information about Morningside Academy, call 772-335-3231.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
Look at an apple seed. It don't look nothing like no apple. That ain't no apple seed. It's an apple. There's apples up in there. But it don't look like it, right? It don't look nothing. The seed looks nothing like the fruit. You eat a nice juicy peach and look at the seed. Look nothing like a peach. But the thing is, the seed doesn't look like the apple, but the nature of the seed dictates its identity and its eventual manifestation. Now stay with me. The nature of the seed dictates. It don't look like it, but the nature of that apple seed is an apple. So it's going to dictate its identity. In other words, you're going to get apples because you got apple seeds. Now, the seed needs a catalyst. Otherwise, it's going to still be an ugly little seed. But it's apples. But you ain't got no apples because it's the seed. But the seed needs a catalyst. Now, in agriculture, in the natural realm, that apple seed needs water. Soil and water. You put them in soil and put the water on them. Okay, that seed that looks nothing like an apple, but it carries the nature of the apple, eventually is going to grow into a tree. And when the fruit bears, it's going to be apples. Because the nature of the seed is that of apples. All right? Someone say catalyst. A catalyst is any substance that enhances or speeds up the performance of another thing. The apple seed needs water for its catalyst in order for it to grow and manifest apples. Get me, if you will, Jeremiah chapter 1, and let's do verse 12 first. Are you with me here? Yeah. About three quarters of y'all. Is everybody with me? Yeah. All right. Jeremiah 1:12. The Lord said, then said the Lord unto me, Jeremiah, thou hast well seen. And he says here, for I will hasten my word to perform it. I will hasten. That word hasten is an interesting word. I will hasten my word to perform it. In other words, the word of God is going to be a catalyst. I prophesy to you this year that things are indeed going to speed up because God is going to hasten his word to perform what he promised. Now, what that might mean, it might mean 5 years is taking a year. 10 years taking 5 years. 1 year taking a month. But howbeever, God says, I will hasten my word to perform it. Now, let's stay with me here. Now, understand this about you. The seed of God's purpose is already planted in you but it needs a catalyst. Amen. The seed is already planted. Jeremiah chapter 1, let's look at verse number 5. Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5. Somebody said, tell somebody right now, it's already in you. As a matter of fact, let's take it all the way back. When you was in sin. Let's be truthful here. God just didn't just put his attention on you when you came to the church. At last. No, God was dealing with you when you was out there. Yes, he was. He's the one that stopped that stray bullet from hitting you. He's the one got you off drugs. He's the one, amen, that spared your life all those many times when you thought you was big and bad enough to do what you wanted to do. God was watching over you because he knew at some point in time. Why? Because he already had a seed in you. Amen. It was already in you. Devil wanted you. That's why there were so many upheavals in your life, because you was called. But you couldn't seem to get it together. Seemed like from pillar to post. But God had an anointing on your life. Folks could see it, but you couldn't see it. All you knew was you stayed in trouble. Amen. You couldn't fit in the box. You always drew outside the line. You couldn't color like everybody else. You was different from everybody else. They called you a bad boy. Set you in the corner all the time. Always suspended from school. But here you are, saved now. Got it together now. Now you're a spearhead. Now you're a gift to the body of Christ. Now the value's on your life. Now people see you for what you're called to. But you had a lot of upheaval in your life. A lot of drama in your life. Because the devil wanted to destroy that seed. Hey! Somebody say, it's too late. When Jesus was born, Herod told the wise men, when you worship him that is king of the Jews, come back and tell me that I might worship him too. He was lying. Wanted to kill Jesus at a baby. But oh, somebody say, but God. Came to Joseph in a dream. Come on, God will use a dream on somebody. They think they got you hoodwinked. They think they got you trapped. It looked like you're cornered. Ain't no way out. You oblivious to the situation. But here come God in a dream. Take the child down into Egypt. Herod wants to kill him. But I preserve him. And guess what? Somebody say, well, there's vision. There's provision. Before Joseph got that dream, the wise men came. And they brought frankincense, myrrh, gold. Someone say gold. They didn't know they was providing for the trip down into Egypt. Amen. They came to worship him. But they were providing. You know the story. They went down there until Herod was killed. And then they came back. Listen. The seed of God's purpose and will is already planted in you. But it needs a catalyst to activate it. And I'm going to be that catalyst today. To activate that stuff that's in you. Give me that Jeremiah chapter 1 verse, I think it was verse 5. Now Jeremiah was a young man, but the Lord began to explain to him, wait a minute, I don't care, you're young, I called you. Amen. Ain't no excuse. Amen. He said, listen, Jerry, before I formed you in the belly, amen, I knew you. Amen. And before you came forth out of the belly, out of the womb, I had already sanctified you. I ordained you before you got here a prophet to the nations. Don't tell me what I don't know. Don't tell me what you can't do. Don't tell me what you're not able to do. I knew you before you got here. I labeled you before you got here. I gifted you before you got here. I anointed you. I called you. Tell somebody, this ain't nothing new to God. Hey, you figuring out stuff. God already knew it. Oh, this is what I'm called to. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you. He already knew. When you before you was in the womb, God says, I knew. I ordained you for this. You called to this. Jeremiah, don't say you a child. Moses tried to make excuse. Said, I can't talk. He said, who made your mouth? Ain't I the mouth maker? I got a stutter problem. He said, who made your mouth? It ain't about whether you speak eloquently or stutter anyway. Not by power, nor by might, by my spirit, saith the Lord. Amen? Let's go back to Jeremiah chapter 5. Let's read on. Chapter 1, verse 5. Verse 6. Then said I, ah, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I'm a child. But the Lord said unto me, say not that I'm a child, for you shall go to all that I shall send you, and whatever I command you, you will speak. Be not afraid of their faces, for I am with you to deliver you, saith the Lord. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth. And the Lord said unto me, behold, I have put my words in your mouth. See, I have this day set you over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out, to pull down and to destroy and to throw down, to build and to plant. Yes, amen. Jeremiah is trying to make an excuse. I'm but a child. The Lord said, before you were in the womb, I knew you. Not only did I know you then, I sanctified you. I called you. I put my word in your mouth. You're going to pull down strongholds. You're going to destroy stuff. You're going to build stuff. You're going to plant stuff. Tell somebody, you need a catalyst. You know, have you ever watched, today, I know in today's day and time, we wouldn't have patience to watch a silent movie. It's like, no, we want HD, surround sound. I remember sitting in a Best Buy when surround sound was just coming out. And they had a little area where you sit on the couch. And, you look at this big screen TV. And there was little clips they had on there. And then one of them was a jet plane. And, you're sitting on the couch and you're looking at the screen. And the jet plane, you heard the engines crank up. And you could hear it. It's like you was right in front of it. And then it showed it coming down the runway. And as it came down the runway, it took off like over your head. And you could hear it. It's like it was right over your head. And as it passed over, you could hear it with the surround sound. It was. If all you saw was the picture of the plane, it'd be boring. Amen. Plane take it off. But see, sound has a tremendous effect. Amen. Imagine you watching a movie and there's a chase scene, Fast and the Furious, but ain't no sound. Let's say Jaws. Dun, 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 dun. Okay, Jaws somewhere, and he about to come. You just bracing for him to come. Okay, no Jaws music. You see, sound has an effect. Let's take it a little further. Your voice has an effect.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS.